need of God or not. Whether there is need of God.
The scientists say no to the problem.
That is asking.
They say there's neither need nor usefulness.
There is. Yes, that's correct. What is your opinion, scientist? There is need of God.
They may say that there is no necessity, but the fact is that there must be.
Yes.
Otherwise, we cannot conceive of how things are going on.
Nityanam, Chetanam, Chetanam. This place, in the modern days, government, they have abolished monarchism, but it's still why they elect a president. Why?
Must be leadership.
Must be. That is the point. If you have abolished monarchy, then why you are electing another rascal to become a monarch? What is the answer? Why do you need it?
Because they need law and order.
Yes, there must be. In our organization, just like in each temple, we elect a president. Then we get divinity. Then above all, I ask. So that is needed. It is not conventional. It is needed. Therefore, above everything, there must be God. So in the people, they say there is no need of God, there is no use for it. That means there are all the things.
They themselves want to be God.
That doesn't matter. You become God. But our point is, there is need of God.
Well, on that basis, on that logic, they would say, yes, there is need, but we can fill that need.
You feel that all right, that if you cannot, that is the question. Our definition of God is that He maintains everyone. Can He maintain everyone?
They're
again thinking. What is your present position? You are maintained. You cannot maintain. You are maintained by your boss. He gives you some salary and you fill up your belly. You rascal, you want to be maintainer. You cannot maintain even a family of five heads. Therefore we say, all full of rascals. Rava Vaktasya Kuto. That is our Shastri conclusion. Anyone who is atheist, non-devotee, he is a rascal number one. It doesn't matter what post he holds. Our conclusion is that he is a rascal number one. He cannot have any good quality. There is need of God. We maintain. It's like children, they require care of their parents. The people require the care of a headman executive. This is essential. You cannot do without that. Who is maintaining that the moon is exactly in time rising, exactly in time setting?
Only God.
And then who God is to be with us?
They say by nature.
What do you mean by nature? Who is that? That is another skill now. Why this wood is not moving by nature? Unless somebody comes and moves.
They will say that is just the way things are. Say that's just the way things are.
But it stops. So your body is moving. But when it stops, it cannot end. Just the way it is going on.
They also said that it is also by nature.
What is that nature? Nature means an instrument. Instrument, there must be one player. Nature is an instrument. It's like this is an instrument. It is not recording by itself. When you push the button, then it works. You cannot say that it is working by nature.
By nature, they mean it happens naturally. Happening naturally, they mean it doesn't require anyone.
No, what things are happening naturally? Your father begets you, therefore you talk. Naturally, you have not come. If your father would not have begotten you through your mother, where, how did you come? And naturally, your mother does not become pregnant. So what things happening naturally?
No, but a father impregnating
a
mother, that is natural.
Why natural? His father does not pray. There are so many now bachelor daddies. Nothing. It's so natural. Nature is an instrument.
Some say that nothing is actually ever created, so there's no need
for it. Everything is created. That is Askel. He is speaking. He is created by his father. The Askel who is talking like that. You are created by your father.
No, but essentially
he
says you're not created.
Why not created? I see that your mother became pregnant and you are created. Why is it? You are natural. Your mother did not become naturally pregnant. Everything is created. This table is created. You cannot say it. It has come naturally.
This form may be created, or exists in a certain time, but the air
so that,
is created.
Yeah, that also we admit. That is another thing. But, therefore we have got two departments. The spiritual world and the material world. In the material world, everything is created. In the spiritual world, not created. It is ever existing. And anything which is created, that is annihilated.
Anything is
not valid. No, that is all captured. But that energy belongs to whom?
I said because it was never created, it didn't have to be.
No, no. This material world is created. That you cannot say. It is not this. Everything we see in our front, everything is created.
I say nothing is created.
No. Created, in this sense, is manifested.
In that sense, but that still isn't the creation of the energy itself.
That what is that energy? That is spiritual energy. That's only divide material energy and spiritual energy. In the spiritual energy, everything is manifested and non-manifested. And in spiritual energy, everything is available. Sanatana, Sanatana. Parasvasmatu bhava anya bhaktya bhaktya Sanatana. Sanatana means ever existing. There is another nature, but that is not this nature. That we admit.
But this energy was never created.
Huh?
Where is the need for a creator?
Now, we are made, the energy is not created, but the energy comes from the energetic energy, just like you may become angry. So that anger energy is there in you, but it is not manifested. So there are certain energies which sometimes manifested, sometimes not manifested. So this energy, material energy, is of God. This energy is sometimes manifested, sometimes not manifested. There is another energy which is eternal. That is spiritual one. That is eternal. This is scientific stuff.
I will say that such talk may be of use in a religious sphere, but it has no use ultimately in terms of science.
Everywhere it is useful, because in scientific world also, you follow leader. Sir Isaac Newton, Professor Einstein, where do you follow? There must be a leader.
Well, they just use the leaders as springboards. They don't accept them as absolute authorities.
Well, it may be springboards, but you have to take their habits. Because it is springboard, you cannot neglect. What do you think?
No.
Yes, you have to take habits.
They feel great accomplishment when they can disprove something that these leaders are proposing.
If the leader is rational, then it is accepted. But if a leader requires, that's a fact. But if you select a wrong leader, then you are misguided. A leader is required. Just like to get back, there must be a power.
Leader is someone who works in the acceptance. Leader is someone.
Yes.
Or scientist doesn't have anybody whose words are followed by it.
Yes. Authority. Leader means authority. His instruction is followed. And actually it happens. That is leader.
About scientific community. It changes so often.
Because they are not leaders, perfect leaders. With imperfect knowledge, they become leaders. Therefore, we, our process is to accept a leader who is perfect. That is our process. And the other fools, they accept a leader who is not perfect. But either we or they must accept a leader. The only difference is that we accept the perfect leader and they accept the imperfect leader. Therefore, they are cheated.
They will not accept the conception of perfection.
Huh?
They say, we do not accept this term, perfection.
Yes, because they are fools, therefore they are fools. Unless there is conception of perfection, why do you change leader? Why do you make revolution?
Lesser of two evils.
They accept the conception, but they don't accept the reality.
No, reality because they do not know. They say, we have been always been misguided by rascals. Therefore, they cannot think of that there can be perfect. This is called skepticism. Because everyone is faulty, therefore there is no knowledge. This is skepticism. But real knowledge is that as I see, this man is intelligent, that man is intelligent, that man. Therefore, there is an ideal intelligence, which he could not find. And that is God.
It's like when they go and excavate a city underground, an old city, and they see that so many things were built, and they say, oh, these people were very intelligent. Although they never saw the person, they saw the civilization, they're saying...
By symptoms, they can understand.
They say, well, we cannot see God. But they cannot see you cannot see
The government. But when things are going on, you must accept there is God.
Yes.
There is. When things are going on very nicely, regularly, the sun is rising regularly, moon is rising regularly, seasons are changing, the waves are flying, everything, then you have to accept that there is God. And as we have got experience here in the material, the government is impersonal. But at the end, there is a prison. Similarly, the whole government, the complete government, may be impersonal in the beginning, but at the end, there is a person. That supreme person, Bhagavan. Brahmeti Paramatmeti. Bhagavan iti Sattvati. Yes. Paramatma is representative of God, just like the president has got so many representative governors. Similarly, Paramatma is a localized representative of God, and God is personal, and the whole government is impersonal. This is the concept. When we say government, you cannot localize who is that person. Government, that's impersonal. But when you find governor, then localize first. And then above them, all of them, and the president, he should be first. This is our practical example. Similarly, nature is working impersonally, but there are officers. They are called demigods. And above them all, there is discipline law. He is Bhagavan. And this idea has come. The president, the governors, and the government. Janma-adrasya-jataha. It has come from there. Because for the origin, the same thing is there.
They will say to the Prabhupada,
they are rascals, they will say anything. But this is the fact. When a madman speaks, he speaks all nonsense. But we are not madmen. We cannot accept that much. What they will say?
Even in a group of chickens,
yes,
there is one who is the
mother chicken.
The head chickens, the head chickens, or monkeys. It is also called pecking order. One is the top, and then there's one at the end who gets the least, and all the gradations in between. In any group, there's always like that. So they say, simply the reason we have government with one man head is because that's the natural pecking order, chickens.
That's all right. Why this natural order has come? It is needed. There is no chance. That is excellent. There is no
chance.
There is no chance.
Whatever develops, develops out of necessity.
There is
not
out of design. No, there is design. They give our first. Maya dhaksena. It is said in the world. Adhaksena means undermine superintendent. That means under some plan. What is the plan of this material world? The plan of material world is that some rascals, living entities, they want to change. So God has given this plan, all right, to India. This is the plan. And not only India, you enjoy, again come back. This is the plan. Pravitti Nivitti. First of all, he's given. All right, you take all facilities of India. That's a great idea. You enjoy like this, And after you have fulfilled your enjoyment, come back. This is God's mercy.
This is nothing wrong.
We wanted to enjoy. God has given full freedom to enjoy. But this enjoyment is not perfect. Therefore, God comes. He says, now you have enjoyed, but you have not enjoyed, you simply suffer. Therefore, please come back again.
If we don't experience, we may not know that we are suffering.
Yes. Because we have got little freedom. Therefore, this freedom is given always. So, by freedom, sometimes you are becoming Lord Brahma and sometimes the John in the stool. This is very much. Otherwise, why there are so many different types of living entities? That freedom is acting under three modes, Satavagun, Rajagun, Tamagun, and when they multiply, 3 into 3 equals 9, 9 is 81, there are 8,400,000 species. They experience everything, that is evolution, coming down, again going up, coming down, again. Bhutta, bhutta, praliyate. So when it becomes exasperated, no more, they want to become merging into the Supreme. When they are fatigued, after being conning, then gaining, this is not good. What is actually our aim of life? Let us search for. But they, because they make research in their puny brain, they come to the conclusion, voidism and impersonalism. They make it zero, this bothers. That is also imperfect. So when they come to Bhagavan and engage in the service, that is perfect. Original.
They want things by experimental knowledge, and when they fail it, they say it's nothing.
Yes. That is why. First of all, they try to enjoy. When they fail, the jackal in the orchard, first of all, try to get the grapes, jumping, jumping, jumping. When he could not get, then he said, it is hard, don't you go. Then he said, Brahma Satya Jaramitha, this is all false. Let us go to Brahma. This is that. First of all, they try as for me. And all this life after life, when it finds that there is nothing. Oh, it is all false. Grapes are sour. Jackal jumping. There is need of God. You can write that.
Need of God.
Yes, there is need. Absolute need.
And need to trust in God.
Yes. Exactly like that. Christ needs parents and absolute surrender to them. That is natural.
Need parents to be born at all. Need parents.
Yes. Yeah. So that he may grow. That Upendra's wife and child, the child is so restless, not for a single moment. And mother has to take him. You see, he cares. The mother to take care.
Child is automatically taken care of by the
parents. Huh? Yes, but she does not know. Child is foolish, she does not know. So you see, everything is taken care of by God. He's supplying food, he's supplying season, he's supplying life, everything I require. But we are so lucky, 39.
Like I say, the discrepancies in that supply. Some people starve to death, freeze to death.
Yes, that is not discrepancy. It's like a mother when the child is diseased.
Ah, don't take. You cannot take. You must stop. If you think it is discrepancy, that is his foolishness. That is foolishness.
Well, it's like if a big tornado comes and kills 1,000 people.
Huh? Yes. Because on account of their sins, because they do not know why government hangs one person is a government discrepancy. When government says the judge says this man must be hanged, is it discrepancy? It is justice.
It's like there's one Indian chemist, Guru Gobindas Rao. He said that philosophy is. It's killing India. People just sit by and watch each other die instead of trying to help each other.
Really, that is rascal. No Indian is dying. Oh, yeah, who are going three times, four times India? Who is dying? Everyone is dying natural death. This is all propaganda. To make their position secure. That's all. I have never seen anyone dying for starvation. I pointed out so many times that 50 years ago this class of men lying on the footpath, now the food grains have risen price 50 times. Still he's living. Still he's living. But he has to live in that condition. Although he must have increased his income, otherwise how he purchasing foodstuff 50 times. But in spite of his increasing income, he must live like that. Apart from India, why in your country or in Europe? So many hippies, right? Why? Is there no one?
Not as many.
Huh? Oh, I'm not saying, I'm stirred up. Full, one big path. Hundreds and thousands hippies are lying on this. Yeah. Hundreds and thousands. You have been in Australia. I have seen it personally.
Not like India where there's millions.
No, no. In India you'll not find them in the park, hundreds and thousands of plants. You never find.
Well, you'll find them living in sewer pipes.
Anyway, our proposition is that one class of men must lie down like that.
That's their business. That is their business.
They must.
It's like here they build big buildings for them.
But they do not go. In Bombay also, a municipality has constructed big buildings, but they do not take a pass.
Yes.
To some gentleman, they take some 50 rupees, as you say, and he lives in a hut. Yes. This is practical. They don't like. Just like you warm with this tool, you take it there, you let him. You are very philanthropic. Oh, my dear friend, where are you in this school? Come on, yeah. No, no, sir, I'll go there. I'll come and check it. Nature's law.
They say it can be checked by time and education.
At time you work for time, by that time you die.
Well, just like 100 years ago in the United States.
This discrepancy will go on because this whole material world is being conducted by three qualities. You will have three qualitative persons.
I think they're making progress across the world.
They're making progress. Everyone knows what kind of progress they're making.
A great philosopher or a preacher among the Jewish people whose position is that if there is God and he let so many Jews be killed by Hitler, 10 million Jews, and God could have stopped it and he didn't, then I don't care for that God. They say like that.
So, God, their God, Jesus Christ, God, he could not protect himself also. The reply to the Christians, Jesus Christ is God,
Then he why he could not protect himself?
Well, the Jews say Jesus Christ wasn't God.
Well, somebody said.
It is not like the concept that if God is all merciful, why is he so impartial? Somebody makes him happy, somebody makes him
suffering. Yeah, that is merciful. Just like when doctor says, you don't take anything today, you pass. That is mercy. That is mercy. It is good for him. By starving, he will be cured. That is mercy. And according to Manusangita, when a man is hanged, that is mercy. If he's hanged, he has committed murder, he should be hanged. So all his sinful reaction finished. Otherwise, next birth, he has to suffer. He has to be killed by somebody else.
But the tendency is that the sufferer wants to complain.
So that they will complain. Just like when a man is ordered to be hanged, he complains just to the police that he is ordered me to be hanged. That complaint is wrong. That's like a child. When the doctor says, don't eat anything, he'll complain, he'll cry. Why the doctor says like that? But it has to be done.
And they'll say, well, if you see someone suffering, then why do anything about it? If it's just what they're...
Yes, we are doing everything to stop his suffering.
They say, why? If that's what they deserve, why try and stop it?
Because he has come here to suffer. He cannot expect in the prison life a very comfortable life. He must suffer. But if somebody goes there, that don't commit stealing anymore. Come out and don't come here. That is required.
Just because a man goes in the prison house doesn't mean his thieving is cured.
Yes.
He'll come out a thief.
Yes.
Unless he's actually rectified.
Yes. Otherwise, again he'll come with the same thing and again he'll come. Bhutta bhutta praviya. Therefore he requests instruction, good instruction. Sometimes government invites. We are invited by Ahmedabad jail.
Yes.
Remember? Ah, there's a big meeting of the prisoners. Kirtan, everything. Yes.
So by lacking the understanding, they say that God is not merciful. Because the sufferers. People, they are suffering. But by not knowing that it is the mercy of the Lord, we complain that God is not merciful. Because he is impossible.
No, God is merciful, but this fool does not know. Because he is ignorant. The same thing. Mother says, one child, he's feeling very sensuous. Another, don't take it. Well, does it mean the mother is merciful to one child and not to the other? The child does not know it, he cries. He cries, why is I like that? Why is I not to eat? Why is I not? So these foolish questions should be stopped. As soon as one becomes God-conscious.
Unless they understand the difference between spirit and matter, they can't accept this logic.
Policeman cannot accept any logic. Their logic is sick. If you don't accept, I shall kick on your face. Accept it. That is why.
Like the example was when Hitler killed the Jews.
Yeah.
They'll say, well, what should we do? Just let Hitler go on killing the Jews because the Jews were sinful? Or should we try and...
Well, Hitler was imperfect and everything was imperfect. That you cannot compare. Hitler's action is God's action. God is all perfect. That is first proposition. God is all perfect.
That may be accepted in retrospection, but
what's
happening, they don't accept that.
That is it. Foolishness.
So, but if somebody...
Therefore, a devotee will not say that. The devotee say, Tattena Kampa Susamikshamana. My dear Lord, I am suffering. It is due to my past mischievous activities. But you are rescuing me by giving little punishment. I would have been punished more, but you have given little punishment. Thank you very much.
But what if...
This is devotion.
If someone came here now to attack us, should I just sit there and watch him and say that?
No. Well, who said? You might try.
But why? If we're attacked, then we must deserve it.
Huh?
If we're being attacked, then it must
be... No, it may be that somebody is attacking, you do not deserve. Therefore, you have got intelligence, you have got hands, you must try to protect.
No, but how can anything...
That's why one man is destined to be hanged, but he still he appoints a lawyer and tries to tell you. He knows that I committed murder, I must be hanged.
And God sanctions the judge.
Ah.
The judge can
kill. Well, that's why they say we must work to help poor people and starving people.
But why poor people? You are already yourself a poor people. How you can help them?
No, they say if we find poor and starving people, we must go and feed them.
So you feed them. But we also feed them. But we feed them with Krishna Prasad. That is the difference. You do this, that will be actually beneficial. By distributing Krishna's prasadam, you will be benefited, they will be benefited.
We see a group of demons fighting, killing each other. Should devotees go and try to stop them from killing each other?
Actually, you must know the demons. But demons fight. Gentlemen do not fight.
Let them fight.
Let them fight.
What should we say, oh my Lord, please?
Devotees must pray that these great demons, even because you may be killed by you, my Lord. Therefore, he comes. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, practically, being killed. He could have stopped it, but he didn't. He didn't. Huh? If Prahlad Maharaj would have requested immediately, it would have been stopped. But he did not. He said rather in his prayer, that nobody is sorry when a serpent or a scorpion is killed. He said like that. So he said, my father was just like a serpent and scorpion. Now he is killed. So, now he becomes pacifier. No one needs of becoming enemy. Mojeta sadhu rupi. Actually, I've seen there was a snake in our Mayapur temple. So, Guru Maharaj was standing on the Pagasa. Devotees are waiting. Yes, kill it. So at that time, I could not understand that such a saintly person is already to kill the snake. Then when I found in Bhagavata, Mohveta Sadhu Rupi Vishtika Sattvahatya, a saintly person also becomes engladdened when a snake is killed. Because it is very harmful. You say that you will do so many harmful activities, better kill it. Because it's business to create harm, therefore.
Snake attacks without discrimination.
Oh, yes, it's mean.
Yes.
Simply just passing by, let's say, dog, without any thought, bark, 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 bark. This is an animal nature. Without any thought. I'm passing, I'm not entering his gate, still, the dog will bark. Similarly, the snake, you simply pass it. He will feel pleasure by it. That is sexual. Therefore, nobody is merciful about snake. Yes. There was a snake. He was living under my bed. So, you know Khatiya?
No.
Khatiya, this.
Yes.
The rope Khatiya. So I saw something is hanging, the snake will tell.
Oh.
So I called my sahib and said, there must be some snake. Some tail is hanging. So they decided to call all their friends. They came with a stake, about a dozen. And as soon as the mattress was threatened, there was a snake. So I told them, don't kill it. No, nahi sahab, ye nahi ho sakta. Well, immediately.
Once there was a big cobra, some Prabhupada in home in Manipur, in our kitchen. He was just squalling and just sitting there. But he was very, very mild because he was about to skin his skin. By the time, he doesn't bite anything. Very tame.
Sometimes the serpents are tame.
Yes.
That's a fact. But he still has dangers. That is, said by Chanaka Pandit. The serpent is so dangerous, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the serpent is so dangerous that even one imagines that the serpent, he becomes happy. You see? When Maharaj Prathaputra wanted to see him, and but he is a devotee. But I know that he is a devotee. But because he is king, that's why I can ask. He gave this anger. The serpent, even by imagination, is also killed. He says that. And Chanaka Pandit says, Munina bhujita sattva kimasau na bhayankara. A serpent, you know, sometimes they have got jail.
Yes.
So, a serpent with jail, does it mean that he is not fearful? Even with jail, he is fearful. Therefore, the demon, even with high education and qualification, he is just fearful.
The high education is just like the jewel.
Yes. But he's still fearful.
Now, but Haridas Thakur, he had a serpent in his cave that he did not so much fearful of.
No, I said that. Sometimes serpents are tame, friendly, everything, with jewel, but he's still that fearful. He's still that fear. They cannot be trusted. Demon may be your friend, but you cannot trust it. Manila Bhushitu Sattva Kimasau Na Bhayankara. Just like it. Your sky in the Western world, however clear it may be, you cannot trust. At any moment, there will be clouds.
Yes.
Is that all right?
We're in London.
Yes. And that was speaking. Western world. What is the London news, Jayhari?
Very nice.
Yeah. What sense is the first canto he's lotus feet?
Lotus feet because he worshiped Krishna by worshiping the lotus feet. First. We offer flower to the lotus feet. So one must go from first canto to second canto, third canto, gradually make progress. Not all of us sudden want to see how Krishna is mining. You see? That you can understand. So the sahajiyas, they go immediately jump to the Krishna's last leela. without worshipping gradually. Therefore, they misunderstand. Just to understand Krishna.
But Krishna's disappearance about having a Maya body that he left behind.
Huh?
A Maya body.
Yeah.
Is that anything to do with Maya body?
Yes. Maya body means those who are in Maya, those are thinking Krishna as one of the human beings. For them, to delude them, he left the body. But actually, he departed in his own body. There is no question of another. But just like this is also this material body. This is also Krishna's body. But this is interesting to the Maya body. So-called scientists, so-called philosophers. But it is not interesting to the devotees. They are thinking this is all. Is not that the scientists, the philosophers, this is all. There is nothing beyond this. This is illusion. This is only reflection of the reality.
Ascending,
descending, not ascending. We have to take knowledge from superior. We should not try ourselves to know. That will be impossible. Avarahapanta. That's why we're receiving knowledge from Krishna. We are not researching. Those who are researching, they cannot understand Krishna. They understand Krishna as ordinary human being, maybe little learned. That's all. The Dr. Fox calculation, or that kind of thing. That's all. Avjananti mahamurha. Automatically. But he does not know that behind this automation there is great. He is our nice person. Similarly, childlike scientists, they will say, everything is going on.
For the child, the presents do appear automatically.
Huh?
For the child, the presents do appear automatically by the grace of the parents. So the fruits appear automatically by the grace of Krishna.
Yes. Yeah.
Anything is. Their leaders have no qualification.
Huh?
The main thing is their leaders have no qualification.
No.
Our leader has all qualifications. Our leader has all qualifications.
Oh, yeah. Because they're perfect.
Therefore, all auspiciousness appears by your presence,
Guru Prabhupada. Yes. So why do we accept it? You have got independent. Acceptance and rejection. Rolls Royce. Not only English. You could not. You could not, but he has done. Sometimes Ham Sundar is envious of Karanda. But just see what is he finds. He has taken $20,000. He cannot pay.
Die, I'll go to it for